to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. And as always, we're here working on improving our financial IQ. Everything requires an IQ, every part of a balanced life. You've got to study. If you're going to excel, if you're going to live with excellence, this is stuff you have to study because it's not taught in our schools. It's not taught in our high schools very rarely, and you have to go search for it to find it in colleges and universities. And then, of course, when you go to college, they make you take all these other courses that really mean absolutely nothing to you, Chem 101, Chem 102, biology, money grab, but nonetheless. And then, of course, on that point, if you go back, I think it was Andrew Carnegie said, don't ever worry about going to college to get a degree. Go to college, take the courses you need for whatever business you want to get in, and quit. But, you know, that's what the billionaires do. Middle class, poor, they want that degree. They think it means something. They think it's important. Today I want to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is fear. And the reason fear is so important to me is because I was that person. I was that person who was afraid of tenants. I was afraid of maintenance. I was afraid I didn't have enough money. I was afraid I didn't have enough credit. It was just fear after fear after fear that paralyzed me and kept me from starting for literally about 3 years, maybe something like that, 3 or 4 years before I finally got the courage to move forward. But I want to start off with a story about regret. And it happened when I was moving my mother-in-law from in memory care from one room to another. This 82-year-old vet, Vietnam vet, kind of attached himself to me. And he actually started helping me move stuff. And he was telling me all these great stories about Vietnam and things like that, and great stories about his life. Finally, after a little while, he started asking what I was doing. And I explained to him, you know, how I built wealth with real estate and ended up with 4,000 apartment units. And he sat down. To me, it was awkward. And I was like, you okay? I mean, he looked up at me and he said, you know, I didn't even try, referring to financially. He goes, I didn't even try. I was too scared. And this is the point that blew me away when he said it. He said, and now I don't even know what I was afraid of. That's regret. And the first lesson to get out of that story, the first takeaway, is I always thought regret was something you got on your deathbed. And it only lasted, maybe an hour or so or a few minutes as you're dying. That's what I thought regret was. But I realized, meeting this gentleman, regret lasts decades. Decades. Because you're too old to do anything about it. And that's got to be the most horrible feeling ever. Is to no longer have the ability to try and knowing that you never did try. In other words, you can't go backwards. See, so many people are just going day to day, picking their paycheck up, go to work, pick up their paycheck, go to work, pick up their paycheck. Just mediocre survival. When life, you're meant to thrive. not just survive. Survival is like the worst possible. You're living paycheck to paycheck. You're just surviving. That's the worst possible way to live. That's a nightmare scenario. Question is, have you even tried to do anything about it? If you haven't, then guess what's waiting for you at 72? Regret. And it's going to hit you. It's going to hit you hard. Jim Rohn put it this way. He said, you're going to have pain in life. One of two types. The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. By comparison, discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons. So the members of Total Wealth Academy, our students here, they've chosen discipline over regret. That's what separates them from you. You know, they came in, they forked over the little $500 to join, and they're now living with discipline. They're doing something about their financial position. Not just talking about it, not just complaining about it. They're doing something about it. And here's the wonderful thing. Even if they fail, tell you what they won't have, regret. Because they at least tried. There's got to be nothing worse than waking up on that 65th or 70th birthday and going, man, I didn't even try. That's got to be horrible. The second takeaway from that story with the Vietnam vet is, did you notice that phrase? I don't even remember what I was afraid of. I don't even know what I was afraid of. See, all these fears that you have, you're just making them up because you don't want to take action. You don't want to try and fail. It's easier to make up excuses. Blame it on Obama. Blame it on Biden. Blame it on Trump. Blame it on your corporation. Blame it on your parents. It's easier, except for that little thing called regret. See, if you hide behind your excuses, I don't know if you've seen The Wolf of Wall Street, but in that movie he says, the only thing standing between you and your goals are the BS excuses that you use for why you can't achieve them. The only thing standing between you and your goals are the BS excuses that you make up that make you feel good about not trying. All right, we'll talk more about this after the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, I'm your host, Steve Davis. You can call me at any time. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSED. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the gettotalwealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking primarily about fear, but I kind of took a segue into regret. But the main takeaway from that guy's story was, in hindsight, he realized that all of his excuses, all of his fears, were fake. He just hid behind them so he wouldn't take action. He was so afraid of failing that it was easier just to make excuses and not try. But the catch to it is that by not trying, you're guaranteeing failure. Guaranteeing it. See, what you think is saving you is a temporary fix. Very temporary. The problem is, before most people snap out of it, they're already 65, 70. So, let's talk about some fears that people have, and I'll share with you how I got past them. The answer is always education. You know, whatever fear you have, go out and find somebody who has gotten past that fear, educate yourself, and get past the fear. You know, there it is in a nutshell. That's the gist of this whole show. But let's talk about first Zig Ziglar's definition of fear. Fear is always false evidence, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real when it's something someone else has done before successfully. So it's okay to be afraid of jumping out of an airplane without a parachute because no one's done that successfully before. But when it comes to real estate investing, if you have any fear of real estate investing, you're delusional. You're lying to yourself. When you drove to work today, what was on every street corner you drove by? Real estate. Income producing real estate. Every gas station, every house you drove by, every apartment complex, every mid-rise building, every strip shopping center. What is downtown Houston? The entire thing. Income producing real estate. If you say to me, I'm afraid of tenants, that's a lie. Because you see that having tenants works. It's on every street corner. You're lying to yourself. But it makes you feel better. Yeah, I'm not going to try because I've heard that tenants destroy your property. I've heard that tenants call you late at night. I've heard this, I've heard that about... You're lying to yourself. And you're destroying your life. And you're going to live with massive regret. So let's talk about a specific fear that I had, which was time. If you remember my story, I almost lost my wife when I was working 60, 65 hours a week. I make the joke, nobody likes it, but it's true. If you're working 60 plus hours a week, who's romancing your wife? It ain't you. So, in my brain, after that incident where I almost lost my wife, I began to fear anything that would consume my time and keep me away from my family. And I began listening to the naysayers, the negatives, who would say that real estate consumes a bunch of time. I ain't got time to own 20 houses. I ain't got time to manage that. It's tenants, toilets, taxes, it's this, that, and the other. So about 3 years into my real estate investing career, I was still wholesaling and flipping. And I didn't buy any rental property during those 3 years because I had the fear that rent property consumed a bunch of time. Then I was standing there with a guy who had over 100 houses and vacationed out of the country 2 weeks a month. Not once a year, 2 weeks a month. Can you see my belief about rent property consuming a lot of time disappearing? It disappeared instantly. I went, man, I'm an idiot. Why did I think that rental property consumed a bunch of time? The reason was I was listening to the naysayers, the losers. And I had to stop doing that. I bought my first rent property within 30 days of that meeting. Do you see how the fear went away? Because he educated me on exactly, well, really, he educated me on how to run single-family homes. So, here's the facts. I can run 20 rent houses in less than 6 hours a month. That will net for me and my family somewhere between $7,000 and $8,000. Net. That's what I put in my pocket. How many of you would be willing to work an extra 6 hours a month for an extra $7,000 or $8,000 a month? How many of you? Hopefully every one of you. I don't care if you're making $250 a year working 40, 50 hours a week. You see the value. 6 hours, $7,000 a month. It's over $1,000 an hour for your work. So when you realize that and you understand it, does it make sense that that fear should go away for you? You shouldn't hide behind that excuse anymore. Let's talk about another one. My big fear was, well, I'm broke. I got bad credit. You have to have money and credit to buy real estate. Do you know that I bought probably 6 or 7 little apartment complexes, 10 to 40 units, with none of my own money and zero credit? Zero. So that was 40, 23, 22, close to 100 units that I bought without any of my own money or using any of my credit. See how that belief got blown out for me? Just blown out of the water. That fear was gone. An example I'll give you, I don't know if I said this because I recorded something earlier. It's the story that explains why fears don't have to be true to be debilitating. And it's the story of a lady who called in. Forgive me if I did this at the beginning of the show. I've done so much today, recording-wise. I hope I'm not doing this again. But she called into my show, and she goes, how in the world do you guys have 100-plus houses? A year ago, my bank told me I could only have 4 houses, so I quit looking for rent houses for a year. I said, ma'am, that is that bank's rule. Go across the street to the other bank, they'll loan you 4. Go across the street from that bank will loan you 4. And if you join up to my group, I'll introduce you to a bank that will finance an unlimited number of single-family homes for you. That's how we got to 100-plus houses. So, she had this belief. You could only have 4 houses, rent houses. It was a false belief. Did it matter that it was false? No. It paralyzed her for a year just as effectively as if it had been true. False beliefs are just as powerful as true beliefs in either making or destroying your life. The problem is most false beliefs are negative and they'll destroy your life. I mean, she lost a year of her investing career because of a false belief. The next fear that a lot of people have, I want to address, is the I'm not smart enough fear. This stems from a lot of sources. One of them, as horrible as this sounds, some parents will actually call their kids stupid Now, let me tell you, as a parent, if you've ever called your kid stupid, I don't care what they've done, I don't care how stupid it was, if you, as a parent, ever used the word stupid addressing your child, that was an epic fail. You took an emotional bank account withdrawal that is going to be almost impossible to undo. You are their figure of authority. You are the person they look up to. And you called them stupid. That is massive damage that lasts for, in some kids' cases, decades. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You can call me right now at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
You tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Remember, the phone lines are open. Don't worry about the subject matter I'm covering today. If you've got a question about real estate investing or building wealth for yourself and your family, a second stream of income, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. I want to answer a member question here because it's too long for email, so we're going to get off subject for a moment. I better read the whole thing. I normally don't do that, but this one I think you need to hear the whole thing. It's from a member who says, a realtor that we are working with sent me a listing on blah, blah, blah address. I'm looking at it using Home Investor Tool. That's our online property evaluation tool. But when it comes down to it, I simply do not know what repairs it needs from just looking at the pictures. You said many times that you can evaluate a deal in 5 minutes and make an offer. I need to be able to do that too. So could you tell me what to do here? See, it comes down to when you're looking at MLS and you're looking at property that's not for sale by a wholesaler where you don't get an inspection period, you get the number during the inspection period. In other words, when an agent calls me with a deal, 411 Happy Town Road, I go to homeinvestortool.com, run the comps to determine the exact investor value of the property. I then know exactly what it's worth to me. I then call the agent and say, what repair estimate do you have on this house? They give me a repair estimate. It is always low. Always. It's always BS. But I go with it. Why? Because I have 5 days to get a written bid and back out of the contract and get my earnest money back. All I lose is my $100 option fee. So let's say the earnest money is $5,000. The option fee is $100. They tell me the rehab is $30,000. I put it under contract based off of that number, get control of the property. Then during my 5-day feasibility study or 5-day inspection period or option period, whatever you want to call it, I get a contractor to give me a written bid. If it comes out at 50, not 30, I then go lower my offer by $20,000. They either accept it or they don't. If they don't accept it, then I get my $5,000 back. If they do accept it, I go ahead and close the deal. Does that make sense to everybody? Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So the other scenario that I kind of mentioned is, what if it's with a wholesaler and you can't get a five-day inspection period? Then you have to take a contractor with you to view the property and get a written bid before you put up the earnest money. Because otherwise, with a wholesaler, generally the earnest money is hard the moment you put it up. You don't get it back if you back out of the deal. So those are the two paths to getting control of the property. One is if it's an MLS deal where you can get a 5 or 7 day option period to do your inspections, to get your contractor bid, and so on. The second strategy is for when it's from a wholesaler, and the moment you put that earnest money up, it's hard. You're not going to get it back. You cannot go under contract on a deal where you do not know the exact rehab costs. Where's the exception to that rule? What if you flipped 20 houses and you can eyeball it and tell this is a $40,000, this is a $50,000 rehab, this is $60,000? That's fine. But for you beginners, including my member that emailed me, you've got to know the number exactly. So let's run through it one more time. Agent brings you a deal. Hang up the phone, go to homeinvestortool.com, run the comps to determine the actual value of the property. Then, if the numbers are working, call up and say, what's your bid for repairs? They're going to go, well, we don't have a bid, but we estimated at $30,000. Okay, great. The numbers work. If the rehab is $30,000, I'd like to write my offer right now. Get it under contract. Get control of that property, because good deals don't last. You've got to get control of the property as soon as possible. Then, during your five-day option period, you get a written bid for the repairs. If the bid comes out at $30,000, just close the deal. Home run. But if the bid comes out at $50,000, $20,000 more than you anticipated, then retrade the deal. Go back and say, look, I'm only going to buy this house if you'll lower the price by $20,000. Then they say, yes, I'll do it. Close the deal. If they say no, get your earnest money back and go look for another deal. Now, make sure that's clear to everybody. Please don't hesitate to call me. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, I think I'm almost thinking there's a third scenario. I gave you the two coming from a wholesaler. No, if it's a pre-foreclosure, it'd be the same. If it's probate, it'd be the same. Yeah, the key to it, if you can get an option period, get that thing under contract. Get control of it. Then do your due diligence. Get your bid for repairs. If the deal works, proceed to close. If it doesn't, back out and get your earnest money back. That's simple. All right. If you've got a question, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This is AM 700, the voice of Texas, KSEV. Or email me, it's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, we were talking about the concept of fear and how some people have the fear that they're just not smart enough. And I was talking about some of the sources for that, which, as horrible as this sounds, sometimes parents instill it in their kids. They don't mean to. They just have limited resources communication-wise. They call their kids dumb. They call their kids stupid. And that sticks with them. The next one is school teachers. I had school teachers do it to kids. I witnessed it. I'm like, no. I remember when I heard it, I went, that kid's not stupid. You're stupid. You're stupid for saying that. And you're supposed to be our teacher. Even at 8 or 9, I knew how wrong that was. Because I recognized how bad it hurt those kids. You know, and I don't know if I was just like a duck or something, but it when they call me stupid, I whatever. Somehow my parents had instilled in me confidence that I didn't care if they called me stupid. But I could see in other kids the pain that it caused. But what I am here to tell you is your parents didn't mean it. They just had limited resources. They didn't know how to communicate properly. In that arena, they were bad parents. Let it go. You're not stupid. You go to high school. Go to college. Somebody calls you stupid there. They didn't mean it. They literally didn't mean it. They meant what they should have said is that was stupid, not that you're stupid. It's like I do dumb things around the house all the time. But my wife is very kind. She always says that's stupid, not I'm stupid. That's a little better way. Not the best way, but a little better than saying you're stupid. So I want to encourage everyone with this particular point. You are a brilliant person. You're brilliant. You may have been dumbed down by the people around you. The problem is you can't hide behind that. It's not my fault. People call me dumb. Well, guess what? That's in the past. It's over. It's history. Past does not equal the future. You got to let it go. You got to understand that we are all born brilliant. And I can tell you this right now. If you have a degree from a university and you think you can't be a successful real estate investor, ridiculous. If you've graduated high school and you don't think you can be a real estate investor, ridiculous. And we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We are in the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for me, you need to call now so we have time to answer the question. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas, and we're talking about, you know, one of my favorite subjects, which is fear, because it paralyzed me for so long. But also, one of my favorite subjects is making people understand that we're all brilliant. It may be that you're brilliant at math. It may be that you're brilliant at art. It may be that you're brilliant at sales. It may be that you're brilliant at building stuff. But we've all got a brilliance. It's just that real estate investing is, you know, eighth grade math at most. It's addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. That's it. There's no calculus. There's no algebra. It's add, subtract, multiply, and divide. If you can do that, you can do real estate investing. And I know you can do that. If you can't, then that's your first step. Start studying. Take some classes on math. Learn how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. You can do everything else. If that's all you need. It's incredible. Then take a real estate investing course and you're done. You're ready to go. All right. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You can also email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, I got an anonymous email. I didn't do very well in high school. Doesn't feel like he's smart enough. This, I can explain it this way. American high schools have one curriculum. And I think it was Einstein who said, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, you will think the fish is an idiot. But if you judge the fish on its ability to swim, you'll realize it's a brilliant genius. It's the same thing in high school, Anonymous, that you were the fish and they were teaching everybody how to climb trees. If they'd have had a second curriculum, which was swimming, now remember, this is just an analogy, you would have excelled. Now, I don't know what that is for you, but I tell you what, if I sat down with you for an hour, I could figure it out. And then we'd focus on learning that way. Everybody learns differently. I learn through repetition. I have to read the same books 5, 10, 15 times to really grasp them and incorporate the material into my brain. Whereas some people can literally grab a CD, listen to the book, they got it down. Everybody's different. So first off, forgive yourself for not doing well in the high school. I guarantee it was because they were teaching a fish how to climb a tree, you being the fish. Or you might be the squirrel, and they were teaching you how to swim, you know, and judging you. So don't let their judgments. Oh, you know the other thing, Anonymous? You know how many times I've been asked what my grades were in high school? I'm 56. Guess. Zero. Zero. Nobody freaking cares. What you want, Anonymous, is a PhD in results. Get out there, start studying and learning the way you study and learn, and find your purpose. All you have to do is think about, how do you like helping and serving other people? What do you do that helps and serves other people that you truly enjoy? And there's your purpose in life. It's that simple. Find that. Get a job in that field. Save your pennies. Buy real estate. Build a second income stream. And lead an incredible life. It does not matter that you didn't do well in high school. Again, they didn't understand how to teach you, because there's only one curriculum for one way of learning. and you may learn a different way. So don't beat yourself up is all I can say. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Next email is from an Angie. She is scheduled for the event tomorrow night. And yes, you can bring a guest. And you need to understand, I think what you're asking, this is your significant other and his son. If I'm reading this correctly. Yeah, you can bring them. And remember, all of our memberships at any level are family memberships. It's one fee, covers the individual, significant other, and children 18 and under. We have incredible classes here for children on money and building wealth starting at about age 13. There's a reading list for kids 8 and up. 8 and up. So, yeah, Angie, I'll see you tomorrow night. If any of you would like to come out tomorrow night, I'm teaching a free sample class on real estate investing, on building a second stream of income with real estate. If you'd like to attend that, go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com, and then the upper right-hand corner, there'll be a button where you can reserve a seat for that workshop. It's from 6:30 to 8:30, and we are done and gone before 8:30. Those are real times. I always say that. I used to hate it when I would go see anybody, Zig Ziglar, all people I love, love and respect. They tell you it ended at 4, you get out of there by 6. Oh, I hated that. Hated that. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, let's see what the next email question is. Direct mailer sources for leads list from Melvin. Melvin, we use realestateiq.co. realestateiq.co. That is the best place I have found to locate probate, pre-foreclosures, lazy landlords that want to get rid of their property, people going through divorces, you name it. It is an incredible source. It is called realestateiq.co. That's where it is on the web. All right. Good luck, Melvin. Okay. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5338. James, you're asking how to properly deny tenants. You got to do it in writing as a rule. Now, that rule means to cover your rear end under any circumstances whatsoever, give them a adverse action letter that says, I'm turning you down. Put it in writing. You can say, based off of information that I got from, this one's tough, James. When you run your credit and criminal report, and we use tenanttracker.com, tenanttracker.com, if they have bad credit, if they have violent criminal history, it will produce the adverse action letter for you. All you do is print it out, sign it, and mail it to them. That's the easiest way to do it. And James, if you're not running a credit and criminal report, how do I see something mean that's funny? You're doing it wrong. Make sure you're running the credit and criminal report. Make sure you talk to the present and previous landlord, two landlords, not just the present landlord, and you talk to their employment, verifying employment and likelihood of continued employment. If you've run the credit and criminal, they have horrible credit, or they've got an eviction, or they've got violent crimes, Tenant Tracker will write the turn down letter for you. It's very cool. All right, hope that helps. Thank you for the email, James. Okay, This is from an India looking for mentorship. Well, you came to the right place, India. I highly recommend, if you're looking for a mentor, come check us out tomorrow night, 6:30 to 8:30, and I'll explain how our mentoring works. Go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com. Upper right-hand corner will be the free sample class. All right, thanks everybody for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.